Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Wayne Bilardi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Buddy Hicks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bilardi. Fox reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maxwell who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 4, Tigers, 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. There goes Niemann. The throw from House to Keene, and Niemann is out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. House reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson pinch runs for Frank House. Howie Pollitt now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Bilardi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bilardi. Kell moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Black now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hicks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dobie moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Howie Pollitt. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Dobie moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Ron Northey. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Bilardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dobie tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Bud Black. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keene reaches second base with a double. Hicks moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bilardi. Forknealis reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Masterson covering. Safe. Forknealis moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Bilardi. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Brady now pitching. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.